was making inquiries because I was very much disgusted with what happened. Now, we all know that there is an issue of sectarianism in Scotland, but I suppose when it's brought so close to home, you know, it's a different story. But yes, I've been in contact with the company itself, who refused to make comment. I wouldn't take the call, and I've been, well, I was speaking to the journalist as well, who printed the story, and then I've been talking to a few people in Glasgow City Council, and talking to their press department, they told me that there is an investigation underway, and to be honest with you, I felt they were being a bit dismissive of it.
Do you think the authorities are not taking this serious enough?
Well, I think they're very, very blasé about it. I don't think that they see, maybe they do, and that it's not such a big issue for them. The seriousness of this here, if you take Donegal or anywhere else in the country, if somebody was to get into your taxi from a different country at 2 o'clock in the morning, and they were speaking their own native tongue, and that taxi driver, she or he decided to tow them out. You know, how would we feel about that? So here we have two young lads from the area over in Scotland, and this is their experience.